With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Your home for the Oakland A's.
KGMC FM at HD1 San Francisco. KUFX HD2 San Jose. 95.7 The Game. 95.7 The Game. Live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Bay Area! Welcome to the program. Whew, that felt good.
That was the playoff edition.
That felt good. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, on your airwaves here on 95.7 The Game. For the next three glorious hours, we promise to entertain you, or at least try. I feel like most of the time we do. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Just left a certain establishment, caught up with an old friend. I call him my little brother. I used to work with at a certain location here in Oakland, California.
Okay. This all sounds really sketchy. Certain location.
I told you yesterday what I was doing.
My brother.
You don't like me to,
I don't know what you mean,
to give any publicity to these,
right,
these locations.
You're right.
So I'm going nameless.
So just say restaurant.
Restaurant.
There you go.
/hotel.
Okay. All right.
With some screens.
Okay.
And I was excited, and here we are. It's raining, but I'm ready.
Life is good?
I don't know. We'll get into it. I had a good week. Yeah.
My kid
got some run in his game. It was a blowout.
Really?
So he got in. Little Duro got in.
How'd he do?
He did.
You got to take advantage of those minutes when you get them.
Yeah. Saturday night.
That's a fact.
And that's what it is, Zach.
And remember, remind the people out there, because you always make it sound like your kid's a scrub. He is a what? He is a sixth grader on an eighth grade team?
On a seventh and eighth grade
seventh
team.
And eighth
they
grade
only
team.
Take three sixth graders.
Okay.
He was one of the three.
He doesn't get a lot of burn.
Yeah, most
okay.
definitely. Right.
I just want to make sure the people are updated on that. Welcome on in. We have three great hours for you, I promise. Tons to talk about in the world of sports. Our guest list is Vic Tafer, who flaked on us a little while back.
Vic is back.
He will make amends and join us at 5:30. Mark Purdy, who also flaked on us, but he had some serious reasons why, so we're not going to hold it against him. He will join us at 6:30, and then at 7:45-ish, we will have John Dickinson live from Detroit.
Out of town.
He is on assignment. Do they still call
it
the...
He's getting pizza now. I follow him on social
Auburn
media.
Auburn Hills?
Yeah, the Palace.
The Palace?
He's getting pizza.
What does that mean?
Flavored pizza in Detroit. I guess it's a famous establishment. So he posted that on his social media thing, which I follow.
Famous pizza in Detroit?
Before the game.
If you want to join the program, you may do so. Look, Niners fans, obviously you got a new head coach. How do you feel about that? Raiders fans, all of that relocation talk. People were celebrating out in the streets, and then Mark Davis hits the podium and says this was not a win for you. So a lot to talk about there. Raider Nation, Niner Empire, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line is 95795. We are also Twitter friendly. He is at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. I want to start with the Raiders, and you know it'll lead us into Vic Tafer joining us at 5:30. I want to play some audio for you because I got to tell you, I know I say this often, but I guess it's because anytime something is bizarre to me, I see it as an SNL skit.
Uh-oh.
This owner's meeting, all of the people on the stage, and Goodell, and Spanos, and the...
Zach went to get some coffee.
McNair.
He just left out of the bathroom.
Yeah, and I'm watching, I'm like, this is an SNL skit. And Mark Davis does a good job of helping me with thinking that because of his haircut.
Where the Fraggle Rock.
Kind of looks like Chris Farley, who was on SNL. But the point is, I'm watching this, I'm like, this cannot be real life. But when he got to the podium and he finally spoke, and look, he doesn't speak a lot, nor probably should he. I don't think he took a ton of public speaking classes.
He's the owner.
Yes, he's an owner, but from birth, he was an owner. Or from death.
Silver Spoon.
In terms of his father.
Ricky Schroeder.
He didn't build a business and become a millionaire on his own. I mean, he got the team from his dad. But when he did speak, do we have the sound ready? Don't have the sound ready. Okay, remember the thing that
Are
I told
you,
you to get before the show started? Remember when I marked it? Why do I have to tell him when I told you? Anyways, I'm not going to fight with my producer on
air.
Don't fight. If we could get that sound, that would be great because I want to play it. But essentially, Guru, he went to the podium and he said this was not a win for Raider Nation. He didn't say that. He didn't say Oakland, the city, at all. He just said, this is not a win for Raider Nation. We're going to fight hard. Raider Nation, if you're out there, don't feel bad about it. Just, you know, get on, you know, just know that we're going to get it right. And anywhere could be a location. And I'm sitting there while he's up there saying it's not a win. Simultaneously, Guru.
We're throwing confetti. I'm putting me in.
Yeah. Raider Nation is throwing confetti in the Bay Area, talking about how excited they are that the Raiders are not moving. So I'm wondering, if you're a Raiders fan, how does that make you feel?
Very slighted. I feel lied to, Zachariah. You know, how many times have I gone back and forth with you on these airwaves saying, you know what? I believe Mark Davis, at the core of his heart, wants to keep this team in Oakland. And you had to know it was going to go a couple of ways. It was going to pan out in L.A. You were on the outskirts.
Yep.
And then you would find out and do your due diligence and make it happen to Raider Nation, which he said.
Yep.
But for him to not mention Oakland and it wasn't a win, I felt, just me personally, Zach, I felt sold. I felt like the politician just straight up lied to me. I was upset for Raider Nation, and now I just feel like there's no way he has any incentive after what transpired, and basically the big guys, the big ballers, kicked him out the room or to the curb and basically told him they would give him the NFL version of welfare in regard to you trying to get something done in Oakland, Zach. I don't see how he comes back to Oakland to get anything done because he feels like he lost. And I always kept saying, to sum it up, he wants to get something done here. He wants to get something done. But when you step to that microphone and make those statements, Zach, there's no way he does. There's just no way you could tell me he does.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. What were your thoughts on the non-relocation for the Raiders, but then Mark Davis's comments afterwards? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The text line is 95795. I agree with everything you said outside of it not getting done. Look, it might not be the city of Oakland, but I am confident that it will be within an hour of the city in Oakland. There's no way, there's no way they're going to San Antonio. Look, I know
Jerry Jones and McComb, they're not playing that.
I know how much Texas loves football.
They got two teams.
They have two teams already.
Yeah.
So
Jerry is not letting the third one come in.
I damn near thought they had three teams. Okay. But yeah, it's the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys. I'm thinking of basketball. They have three, yeah. Right? Dallas Mavericks, Houston
Rockets.
The Bermuda
Rockets, Triangle, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I think that regardless, look, it was clear he wanted to go down there. And to me, the biggest subplot of this entire situation was when that subcommittee voted 5-1.
Landslide.
The only guy that said no to it was the owner of the Chiefs, and he said so because of
Mr. Hunt.
Competitive advantage. He thought it would be too much of a competitive advantage to have to not have an eighth road game, because essentially you'd be playing the guy that's in the same team that's in your building. But when that voted 5-1, and that included Bob Kraft,
I was like, they're gone.
Bob Kraft was like the guy that pretty much single-handedly ended the lockout.
Okay,
remember the lockout? Yeah. And his wife had cancer, and then he was hugging so and so, whatever. When they voted 5-1 on that, and then it ended up being 30-2 the other way, when historically speaking, NFL teams never go against what the subcommittee says. That's why they have subcommittees. Jerry Jones, Bob Kraft, all of these guys were on board with that, and then Kroenke came in and waved his basically golden penis, which is his bank account, along with his wife's bank account, and he got exactly what he wanted, which is
that Walmart money.
He's in there next year, and then the Chargers have an option within the year to join him, and you know they will.
There are already reports that they're just, all they need is the John Hancock.
And well, Spanos, the reason why he didn't agree to it right away is that he wanted the Carson Project with the Raiders, and he was pissed off at Kroenke for coming in there and waving the golden penis, as I'm saying, with essentially his checkbook. And look, if you look at the two sites, it's a no-brainer. Inglewood is way better than Carson. So
have you seen what it will look like?
All the things
when
around
it's
it's ridiculous.
Exactly.
They're going to host the combine there, the draft there.
Anything.
NFL Network's going to be in there. So when you look at the two between Carson and Carson's, Carson's way further away from downtown LA than Inglewood is. So Inglewood's a no-brainer. So what it comes down to is San Diego will come. It's just a matter of time before before they say that they will. But I do think that because of all that, and because the Bay Area, everybody talks about the Bay Area, or at least Oakland.
The greater Bay Area.
Well, like Oakland likes is like this small market. This general area in here
only
is crazy.
The okay.
The you want to look up, you remember the guy we have, Mike Rosenberg.
Yeah, your
who
guy.
Also, he always talks to us about the
The rents and
the
inflation.
Rent, property, stuff like that. The Bay Area has three of the top five cities in the United States.
Not a shocker at all.
San Jose is one of them. San Francisco is one of them. Oakland is one of them. So you can't tell me it's
you
a small
market. You
mean where
the A's play? Our
yes,
A's?
Yes, where the A's and the Raiders play.
Wow.
It's in the top five in rent.
Wow.
So my point is, I think it's going to get done around here. Now, whether or not Mark Davis has so much animosity towards the city of Oakland that it's not in Oakland, I do think it will be within an hour radius of Oakland.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
No, most definitely.
Because you're worried that it's not going to get done in Oakland,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I just want to give Mayor Libby Schaaf credit because she basically played poker, and her hand was, L.A.'s not going to want the Raiders, so we don't have to show.
She was close to losing that bet.
But she won.
Yep. That's
what gambling is.
Yep.
And my point, Zach, and I may need to save this, I think Mark, after saying this was not a win for Raider Nation, will be the second team over here in Santa Clara come next year. That's how.
Oh, God.
That's how.
We got to get into that.
Okay.
There's not a chance of
and
that.
And people are, look at the phone lines. People are going.
There's not a chance of that.
Oh, Zach.
We'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Let me slow down. I'm excited.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You know, when you and I haven't been together for a week, you know, stuff starts to back up, and then you got to let it all loose. All right, coming up next, we will let you weigh in. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Also, I will rebuke Guru's ridiculous notion that he thinks the Raiders could be sharing a facility with the red and gold. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
This is not a win for the Raiders today, but at the same time, I'm really happy for Stan Kroenke and the Rams going to Inglewood. I want to congratulate the mayor of Inglewood, Mayor Butts. He's a good friend of mine, and we'll see where the Raider Nation ends up here. We'll be working really hard to find us a home, and that's what we're looking for. And so for our fans and everything else, don't feel bad. We'll get it right.
Little Drew Down music behind that. Drew Down from Oakland, where the Raiders should remain. Adding to my SNL skit comparison, Guru, Mayor Butts made me giggle like an SNL skit. Like to congratulate Mayor Butts.
I'd like to congratulate you on, you don't complain about much when we do shows, but you got some new hardware, software over there.
Yeah.
You got it fixed or you got a new one?
You're
making that big money now.
Fixed. Yeah, I know. I'm making less money than I ever was before. New one on the left. Fixed
it
on the right.
Nice. It looks nice.
Yeah, finally got my stuff in order. It's a new year. You got to start off on a good note. Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game, alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. Coming up at 5:30, Vic Taffer. Nobody covers the Raiders better for the San Francisco Chronicle. He will join us. Maybe he will have some answers for us. I doubt it, because it's not something that I think is a... I don't even think the people in the know have the answers. So how could Vic? But we will at least discuss and try to get...
He's on the scene.
We'll try to get as close to the bottom of it as we can. Right now, those words that you heard from Mark Davis, you know one word you did not hear? Oakland. There was no mention of the city of Oakland in that little short speech from Mark Davis following the decision that the owners made over there in Houston, Texas. How does that make you feel as a Raiders fan while you are simultaneously celebrating I heard people on the freeway were yelling out Raiders, and people were I saw it on social media. Everybody was all excited.
Do you know why?
Well, hang on.
Okay.
And at that same moment, you have the owner coming up saying this was not a win for Raider Nation and not mentioning the city of Oakland. How does that make you feel? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Do I know why? No, I do not. You tell me.
You would assume that that would mean that the focus would be on the city of Oakland. Libby Schaff would be in her office or her home throwing confetti,
mm-hmm.
and Mark Davis would now focus on Oakland. The boogeyman is no longer around, Zachariah. Something is going to get done with Oakland, with the Raiders, and a beautiful new cathedral of a football stadium. So that's why everybody had euphoria or felt euphoria and the feeling was in the air. But when the owner stepped to the microphone, it was like, hold on, just relax, as if, you know, there's three other plans, and Oakland was on the bottom. So that's what shocked me, and I understand the reaction from Raider Nation, because when I first heard it, I felt like, okay, they're saved. It's not going to happen. Oakland is not going to leave. But from all accounts, Zachariah, it's still on the table, and he can bolt. As soon as this upcoming season, the Raiders could be playing elsewhere, yet in the greater Bay Area. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that Mark Davis. Let me ask you this question.
He's not going to L.A. because San Diego's going to go to L.A. They would be stupid not to. He's not going to San Diego because the NFL's not going to be able to support three teams in Southern California.
Right across the bridge.
And I don't believe he's going to go to San Antonio because
Jerry's not letting that happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Jerry flexed his
power. So where do you think he's going to go? Somewhere around here.
Right there where there's two home locker rooms. And the Raiders will be the
Santa
tenant.
Clara is
tell me why. There's
Mark
no
Davis
other
hates the Niners, and you would never share.
So would you say Cal? If I just threw off Cal Berkeley, would you even say that's even feasible? Or are you like, Guru, you're crazy?
I'm saying
that's where it's not going
to
be.
I'm saying Cal would never go to Stanford because Cal hates Stanford. Mark Davis and the Raiders hate the Niners. Mark Davis has said he will never share a stadium with the Niners.
And he's that thinking.
He's not going to Santa Clara.
But when he said, we're going to get it right, my question to you is,
not Santa Clara. That's not right.
I don't have the answer.
What would they do? Change all the seats? They didn't make that stadium for two teams. There's no way they're going to Santa Clara. I promise you.
Now, I'm just throwing this out there, Zach.
Right.
You do know there are two home locker rooms, not visitor, two home locker rooms in that location. So if they were to go there for a year
and
come up with a master plan.
Oh, a year? Oh, I could see them being there temporarily.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Is that what you were talking about?
Temporarily.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
For a year or two?
Oh, not to set up shop, Zach. No way.
I still think he'd be hesitant to do that.
My quick question to you.
I think he would do that.
Do you think he was embarrassed how this played out? Like, he could have got a no, but the way that it played out, do you think that's why he went to the microphone?
I think the 5-1 was the kick to the nuts. When the subcommittee voted 5-1.
A lot of Cronin references we have here today.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
the golden opinion.
It's applicable.
Yeah.
I don't do it all the time. It's applicable here. I think when Jerry Jones, when you have Bob Kraft voting for you, I think when all of that stuff happens, you go 5-1, and that turns into 5-1 in your favor turns into 30-2 not in your favor. I do think that he was embarrassed about how it all played out. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Taking your calls now at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Let's start with Gary in Oakland. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm glad that I'm first. Please hear me out before you end my call. You know, I think you guys are looking at it wrong about Mark Davis. When Mark Davis stepped to the podium, he was butthurt about how things turned out. His mind wasn't on Oakland. When he said Raider Nation, he was thinking about the Raiders. It wasn't like he, you know, was so distraught and then his mind immediately turned to Oakland. He was thinking about the Raiders and what the Raiders was not getting. Now, so that's, I don't think you're reading too much into the fact that he didn't mention Oakland. I wouldn't expect him to mention Oakland at that moment. His world had just got turned upside down. All the hopes and dreams that he thought he had or was going to get, he was told he wasn't going to get it. So he was just, when he said Raider Nation, he was just talking about the Raiders and the nation. Now, hold on. He's not going anywhere. The Raiders aren't going anywhere. They, you know, that he doesn't have very many options. But we're not going to take advantage of him. We're going to give him a good plan. We're going to go to work, and we're going to get this thing done.
All right. Are you good to go? Can I hang up on you now, Gary?
I'm good to go, brother.
All right. You have a great day. Cooler heads will prevail. I don't know that there are cooler heads. Like, in the San Diego situation, I promise you, after that all went down, Spanos was very angry in the beginning that he didn't get Carson with the Raiders. But as soon as he went home and he had a night to sleep on it, he woke up and he said, okay, my options are to go to L.A. and make a ton of loot, or my options are to go back to San Diego. He's going to L.A. I don't know if there are cooler heads up here. Oakland's not going to budge in terms of what they're offering, and Mark Davis is going to be more inclined to go somewhere else.
But they have time now. But they have time.
I just don't think it's going to be that far from Oakland.
And Zach,
I don't think it's going to be San Antonio.
I'm not on the radio with you trying to pretend to be an economics major. You can look at my wallet and tell that I'm not.
Okay.
But my point is, I'm just asking, if I have enough, I see you looking at my shirt, I have another dollar if I hear Mark Davis does not, how does the owner of a professional franchise not just have money coming out the you know what? I need somebody to explain
that's all
that.
He has.
So now these owners have, it's like the sport team is their hobby.
No, not all these owners. Mark Davis is one of the few owners that is poor in terms of ownership. Paul Allen is like the number...
A tycoon.
He's like the number two or three richest person in the world. Kroenke is you know, 17.
He's not asking for any money. He has his own.
Point is, Mark is one of the few guys who everything that they have is wrapped up in their team. And Kroenke wasn't that, which is why Kroenke, money ends up talking louder than anything else.
Yeah. Chris Tucker, money talks.
Let's go to George in San Jose. Go ahead, George.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What do you got?
I'm just listening and watching and thinking about all these owners. I look at Mark Davis. He's the weakest link in the NFL as far as being an owner. When you look at him, he's the poorest owner in the league. He had no plans going into this. He was trying to piggyback off of Dean Spanos' plan. And it was just obvious that the Rams were going to wait till the very end. You know, press the owners, do a last-minute shuffle, and just, they were laughing. They were probably laughing on markets the whole entire way. Now, I mean, I'm happy that Oakland has a chance to keep this team, but, I mean, looking at now, I mean, we have Mark Davis still trying to find something. Libby Schaaf isn't really, she doesn't even have a plan ever since this been announced. She says she's starting to go work on this today. I'm just thinking, you know, one organization doesn't know what they're doing. One has no money. I'm just thinking Libby Schaaf is trying to not lose the team before her term ends as a mayor. I don't think she really knows what she's doing either. So I'm just looking and I'm wondering what the hell's going to happen. It's just crazy.
It's crazy, George, but it's been crazy. It's been crazy for years.
But that's the crazy part is that it's, for years we can understand that, but for the last 2 years, they've been working, allegedly working his plan. He had nothing. He had no money.
You're right. But the whole part of this process now, if you're Libby Schaaf in the city of Oakland, Zach, Mark Davis cannot use L.A. as any bargaining power. That's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now you have to come down on what you thought you were going to get or what we can do, because now we don't have the fear of you going to we know where, L.A. That's not going to happen. And I don't know why. Call me naive. I just think the city of Oakland is going to get something done with Mark Davis. Zach, I know he's hurt. I don't know where he's going to go. I just thought when he said this was not a win, he was going to go reside with the Niners and use their building for 1 year to buy time. So that's why I threw that in there in regard to the new home, because now he's got to do something, and it's not going to be in Los Angeles. Red McCone, the Jerry Jones, there's not going to be a third team in Texas. That's a pipe dream. And to hear Mark Davis, who we talk about lack of resources, oh, he's already got land. Did you read that article?
Yeah.
He's already bought land. He can't
Land's
be wasting
like 50
money.
Cents out
exactly.
There. Doesn't matter. Thank you for the phone call, George. We will be joined by Vic Tafer next. He covers the Raiders for the San Francisco Chronicle. We will take more of your calls. If you're on hold, stay there. I promise you we will get to you, and we will talk to Vic. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Groover Johnson and Zachariah coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
We have the flavor for your ear, although we are not Craig Mack. We are Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Coming up at 5:45, it's a hot topic. You want to react to it, and we will allow you to at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. But right now, let's be joined by a guest guru that can help
the man,
shed some light on the topic, hopefully give us some more insight for us to chew on. He is Vic Tafer, covers the Raiders for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can follow him on Twitter at Vic Tafer. Vic, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
No complaints over here. What did you make of what I've been deeming kind of an SNL skit, Vic? When I watched that whole thing with the owners and these guys with their expensive suits and funny haircuts and weird facial hair, and especially when Mark Davis got up there, while Raider Nation in Oakland is in traffic screaming out Raiders, very excited that they are going to remain in Oakland at least for another year, Mark Davis is going up there saying this was not a win for Raider Nation, didn't mention the word Oakland. What did you make of the small amount that Mark Davis had to say after the owners made their decision?
I thought it was a true indication of his feelings. I think he was obviously very disappointed. It was a long process. He thought that Dean Spanos was going to be the guy to get him to L.A., but turns out the 9 votes that Dean thought he had to block Stan kind of disappeared pretty quickly. So I think the guy with the most money, Stan got what he wanted. I think Mark and Dean were on the outside looking in, and I think Dean's going to wind up going to L.A. next week. So, obviously, Mark's the real loser of the three owners.
Hey, Vic, thanks for hopping on with us. From a fan perspective, Raider Nation, you just complete this whole project with L.A., and you're happy. You're feeling euphoria. And now everywhere you look, Vic, it's San Antonio this, San Antonio that. In your estimation, is that something that's realistic, or how long do you think it would take for that to come to fruition for Raider Nation to not have the team here in Oakland and end up in San Antonio?
Well, you think the San Antonio noise was loud last week. Wait till San Diego this week. Once the Chargers agree to go to L.A., which I think will happen probably in the next 3 or 4 days, you're going to hear a lot of stuff about the Raiders going to San Diego to take the Chargers place. It's probably even more likely than San Antonio. It's because of the fact of the stadium there, and they just had an NFL team recently. So I think Raider fans are going to be in for a lot more painful dialogue in the next weeks coming up ahead.
Vic, when you saw the decision, first of all, I was shocked by the 5-1 subcommittee voting for Carson, and then that turning into a 30-2 the other way for Kroenke in Inglewood. But when you see that, and you've heard countless times of Mark Davis saying he wants to figure it out in Oakland, wants to figure it out in Oakland, was he exposed for not really wanting to figure it out in Oakland once he didn't get his way in Carson?
No, actually, I believe Mark. I think Mark does want, ideally, I think Mark has a new stadium in Oakland, but it hasn't happened. There's not been a lot of progress the last few years. I think, but now I think Mark is probably changing it from Oakland to California. He's a California guy. He wants to stay in California. I think that's his first choice. If not Oakland, then L.A. or San Diego. So I believe Mark when he said that was his first choice, but there's been no progress. And I think I kind of question, obviously, well, we'll start from the very basics. He doesn't have enough money right now on his own to get it done. He needs help from the city, from someone else to come in and help him get a new stadium done. That's one. And two, I'm not sure the city really, if they were honest about it, I'm not sure they really care. I think, obviously, they like that with the Raiders back, but I'm not sure it's a deal breaker or they'd be crushed. So I'm not really sure they're going to be too upset once the Raiders leave.
Vic Tafer covers the Raiders for the San Francisco Chronicle, joins us. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Vic, where do you think ultimately they will play in a new state-of-the-art stadium? Because based on two teams going to L.A., we all but think, Them not, you know, Southern California is probably not going to be able to hold three teams, so they're not going to San Diego. I doubt they're going to go to San Antonio. I feel like it's going to get done, maybe just not in the city of Oakland, but like within an hour radius. Am I crazy for thinking that once they find their home, it might not be in Oakland, but it'll be within an hour of Oakland?
Well, you're not crazy, but I think, I mean, right now it's wide open. I think, you know, obviously Mark wants a new stadium. At this point, I don't really care where it is. The problem with the Bay Area is there's not a lot of options. He doesn't want to go to Santa Clara. And the A's, in my opinion, kind of block him in Oakland. The A's want the current site, as does Mark. And I don't see the city of Oakland evicting the A's anytime soon. So I'm not sure that's going to happen for him there. So I'm not sure there is a spot for him in the Bay Area. And I actually think San Diego might make sense. I think that the NFL will allow three teams back in the market if they can get a plan that they like.
Vic, speaking of crazy, Zachariah called me crazy at the beginning of this Raiders season because I went out on a limb, predicted them to make the playoffs. And when the season concluded, there were at least six or seven games, Vic, that a play here, a play there, the Raiders had enough talent and could have won those games. I watched the Chiefs today, and I can make an argument that the Oakland Raiders outplayed the Chiefs here in Oakland and are a better ball club. How would you surmise the 2015 season for the Raiders? And I know, Vic, they won more than three games, but I'm a little bitter that it could have been greater.
Well, I think the record is accurate. I think they're probably 7-9 Chiefs. I think there were games that could have won. There are also games that could have lost. The game in Tennessee was pretty much a gift. They should have lost that game, but there was a ridiculous call at the end. On the opposite side of the field from the play, they got to win there. So there's other games where I think Steve Smith would get his foot inbound from the catch. So they could have lost as many games they could have won. So I think 7-9 is accurate. There was a lot of progress made this year. There's definitely a young foundation of good, really, really good young players that haven't had in a long time. So I think it's all arrows are pointing up, but I wouldn't say they were a playoff team this year.
Vic, I've been accused of being a Reggie McKenzie apologist, and that I make excuses for him, and I've been called a homer on him. I mean, I'm from Berkeley, but it's not that there's no homerism going on there. But I got to ask you, he's in the final year of his contract. Obviously, the record is terrible, but you have to factor what he inherited when he got here. And I think his drafts have been lights out. Free agency is kind of out of his control. The quarterbacks have not been great moves. The head coaching, you know, 1-for-2, maybe, if you want to call it that. But bottom line is, if they go 7-9 again and miss the playoffs, could you see the Raiders moving on from McKenzie? Because I think he's done way more good than bad for the silver and black.
Well, he definitely came back. He took some pretty big swings and misses early on. DJ Hayden draft pick was not good. The quarterbacks, you say, wasn't good. I say the quarterback process was pretty terrible the first couple of years here, putting Matt Flynn and Matt Schaub for, like, I don't know what it was.
But again, Vic, they have to choose the Raiders. That's free agency. They have to choose the Raiders.
Well, I'm telling you, there wasn't a huge market for Matt Schaub or Matt Flynn. It wasn't like they were fighting off offers from other teams. I mean, the Raiders gave them, I think, $8 million each. So Reggie made some mistakes. But you're right, he has made some nice picks the last few years. Did a nice job in free agency this past year. So I think the momentum's in his favor. If they finish up this process this next year, keep going upwards, I think he's fine.
Vic, it's no secret the Raiders secondary needed help with Woodson in it. And now that he's retired, I mean, it's not rocket science to know that Reggie's and the team's goal has to be secondary help in the offseason, correct?
Correct. I think they're draft 14th in the first round. To me, that's a real nice spot. You can get an impact secondary guy at 14. I'm not going to go too high. I think you can go a safety or a cornerback who is an elite guy at 14. So that's where I would look if you don't find one guy in free agency.
Vic, you went 4-0 last week. You are 1-0 so far this week against the spread. How are you feeling right now? You pumping your chest out a little bit? Are you actually putting your money behind your picks or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm living the dream. I got some money out. Cardinals are up 7-0, so I'm trying to go 11-0, baby. That's what we're trying to do.
Gotta love
wow.
It. Vic Tafer covers the Raiders for the San Francisco Chronicle. Follow him on Twitter for all your silver and black information at Vic Tafer, VicTafur. Vic, sorry we missed you a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for joining us today. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it.
Hi, gentlemen. Take care.
All right, Vic Tafer. Yeah, he went 4-0 last week in the playoffs, and he's 1-0 so far. He took the Pats -5, and he has the Cardinals -7, and the Cardinals are up 7. Not that we are acknowledging that game.
Or another game.
Coming up next, we got more audio from throughout the week. The
people
that
play?
The people that get paid a lot more than us and are on a lot more than us. They have great guests on, so we're going to play great audio from them. We'll react to Vic, and we'll take your phone calls. Raider Nation, from what you've heard so far, how do you feel about this whole thing? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah taking your calls next on 95.7 The Game.
Game. You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
We do not have five on it. We are doing a sports broadcasting show very professionally, for that matter. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you, 95.7 The Game. We just had Vic Tafer on, covers the Raiders for the San Francisco Chronicle. A lot of good stuff there. And we're asking Raider Nation out there, how did you feel about that whole, what I'm deeming an SNL skit between all the NFL owners down there, which essentially awarded L.A. to Stan Kroenke and the Rams with the option for the Chargers, which we're expecting them to exercise here very shortly. If they don't do it within a year, the Raiders can go down there. Probably not going to be an option for them. But as you guys were out there yelling Raiders,
Raiders,
Raider Nation, town business, all that good stuff, your owner was up there saying this was not a win and did not mention the city of Oakland once when he stepped to the podium. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. At the top of the hour, if enough of you people, you Oakland Raider fan people out there,
I'm waiting on the drop,
don't want to chime in, that's probably not coming.
Oh.
If there's not enough callers that want to keep talking about the Raiders, then we're going to switch over to the Niners fans out there.
Oh.
Chip Kelly
Chip
being hired and what that means. You and I have not had a chance to react to that. We were on the airwaves when Tom Sula got fired. Now Chip Kelly has been hired, so we'll react to that too. So Niners fans, if you want to get in line, you may do so. 888-957-9570. Before I get to the text line, before I get to some sound, before I get to you, let's go to David on 880 who's been waiting patiently. Go ahead, David.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Fantastic. How are you, sir? What do you got?
Hey, Zach, I'm still waiting for you and Townie to hit me up so we can get in those tunnels on the way to the Playboy Mansion, man.
I want to go too, David.
Have you figured that out? Wait, they're selling the Playboy Mansion, though.
We talked about it last month, that rainy night we talked about.
No, I remember the tunnels, but, I mean, do we have an actual plan? I mean, if we just show up there, they're going to arrest us for trespassing. We need a plan, David. We can't just go in there gung-ho. We got to dress up as somebody.
What do you mean they're closing it down?
They're selling it. Hugh Hefner's about to die. It's on the market. You can buy it for like $580 million or something.
Wow.
Anyways, what do you got, David?
So I'm not part of the Raider Nation, but I was an economics major at Georgetown, so I know a thing or two about money.
Well, good. You can educate this program. Go ahead.
Listen. You know, we got the 1% here in society, but the NFL has a 1% of its own that Mark Davis is not a part of. That became readily apparent during that press conference. You know, he was giving his little speech to the media, and he was all alone. There is one thing that Mark Davis can do that would instantly propel him into the 1% of the NFL, and that man's name is Larry Ellison. And I know this is the most recycled storyline of the week, but Larry's got the cash and the power. And
I was so Dayquil.
Huh?
Sorry about that. I have no idea what that was. Keep going.
Larry's got the power.
Yeah, but David, here's the problem.
It's true, Zach.
He's not selling. Mark Davis is. What would Mark Davis have and or do if he sold the team?
Here's how you can look at it from economic principle. Mark Davis basically has two choices. He can sell a stake in his team to somebody that can help him do something here, or he can just not play football. What is he going to do, play at Stanford?
I mean, he'll figure something out, even if it's... Well,
figure something. Nothing's been figured out yet, Zach.
David, he would pick San Antonio.
But they
over
wouldn't pick
selling
him.
The team.
Yeah, they wouldn't pick him.
Who? San Antonio?
Yeah, they got two teams there.
San Antonio's already ready. Have you read the article?
They've already ready. Jerry Jones, who just orchestrated
wouldn't
everything
allow
down
it?
There,
thank you for the phone
call,
David.
Allow it. San Antonio's a pipe dream. That's all
selling.
That I'm saying.
Mark
I know
Davis
they want the
selling.
Raiders. The Raiders
are
going
there. Can we agree on
there.
That and never talk about it again?
maybe get some help. Maybe this will jar
Imagine
him.
Imagine you own the Raiders.
Yeah,
would
it.
You sell the Raiders?
No, I wouldn't.
Not in a million years.
But if I know that the cat's out the bag and the rat's on the table and everybody knows that I don't have
the rat, that was the first.
That I don't have the funds.
That needs to be a drop.
Now who am I fooling but myself?
The cat's out the bag and the rat's on the table.
He needs help. He needs a baller in the equation to help him run his team.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 957-95. Going to get to some audio here in a short second, but I got to get to the text line. This is from the 707.
Give it to me.
Zach, my 5-year-old daughter wants to know what a golden penis is. Do you care to elaborate? A golden penis is a body part of a man that is drenched in money. How's that? Is that a good explanation?
I thought you were going to say went to Cal Berkeley.
Well, I went to Cal Berkley,
but get it, the golden.
Oh, gotcha, Golden Bear.
He didn't like it.
No, that was good. Yeah. I didn't get it.
I'm trying to help you.
It was good.
You did it very. You articulated that very well.
I was talking about Kroenke swinging around his golden penis when he walked into the owners' meeting and won over everybody and went from a 5-1 subcommittee to a 30-2 vote. And I said that he swung his golden penis, and I'm explaining that is a body part of a man that is drenched.
No, I got
in
it.
Money.
I got it. Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah.
All right. Can we hear some audio here? Who do we have?
The city and the organization cannot come up with a long-term plan. You're going to start seeing the Raiders leverage in other markets like San Diego if the Chargers do end up coming to L.A., like the San Antonio-Austin market, like maybe some other cities. So this is a huge opportunity for that area to secure the Raiders.
Steve Weiss on with Chad, Joe, and Lowe talking about how essentially – Raiders are going to be offered to other markets, and I'm not terribly worried about it. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Taking your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line, 95795. This is a good one from Ron in the 408. Guru, I don't mean to go frozen on you, but when it comes to the Raiders being better than the Chiefs, let it go. That's from Ron. Get it? Let it go.
Frozen. And they made the playoffs. You know what? I'm going to let it go.
Thank you,
because
they're a better team right now than the Raiders. Next year, maybe not. Next year, maybe not. Let's go to Ray in Fremont. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, fellas. One thing that kind of peeved me off was Ian Rappaport said that he talked to Mark Davis and that Mark Davis told him it's either Oakland or L.A. And then the thing that made me mad is the way Mark Davis snubbed the Oakland fans. Why not even mention him? And then
were you upset about that, Ray? Because honestly,
let's psychoanalyze that.
I get paid to cover these teams, so I'm not a fan of any of them.
Right.
I mean, I want all
You're
of them
a
to
professional.
Do, well, I want all of them to do good, and I think it's more fun when the teams are good. But when I was watching that for a second, I kind of felt like a part of Raider Nation, and I was upset that I didn't hear the word Oakland.
Or was that obvious? Do you think maybe Oakland part of this was obvious? Maybe, Ray?
No. Say the name of the city. Say that, look, we lost that on L.A., The good news is maybe we can get something done in Oakland. Right, Ray?
Oh, yeah, but you know what? You could tell Mark Davis was mad, and then he was mad at the whole situation, and then to just go ahead and not say anything about Oakland on purpose. It was a dig. It was a dig. It hurt because
I think he did it on purpose?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been
really?
A Raider fan since 1968. I've been a Raider fan since 1968. And, you know, the whole thing is
you think he purposely omitted the word Oakland?
I want to stay in Oakland, and then he's going off behind our backs going to talk to L.A. and stuff. Well, I don't know how else to take that, except
we're
just in a bad way.
Well, no, Oakland. No. Yeah. To be fair, Ray, he was transparent about wanting to be in L.A. if something in Oakland didn't work. So I don't hold that part against him. But once you knew L.A. was over, and let's face it, we know San Diego's going to go to L.A. Once that happened, I was a little bit upset that he didn't say the word Oakland in that, you know, in that speech. What are these random drops that I'm hearing?
No, that's right. Yeah, but what bothers me
that was you, sorry.
Is we get
Thank
done
you for the phone
yeah,
call,
we
Ray.
Get we get done with one city
Sounded like a drop.
And now when the Chargers leave, cuz they're leaving, they're no dummies, it's going to be San Diego and San Antonio. So my point, Zach, when does this movie end? I'm getting tired and I feel bad for Raider Nation that this is always something we're not talking about the club who is up and coming. Now it's going to be a new city, but Mayor Schaaf did say she's willing to sell some land to the Raiders at a cheaper rate than what was once reported. So maybe that's progress. Zach, I don't know what Mark Davis is doing right now, if he's listening to us with his feet up with a glass of
you
cognac
say that.
Or a beer. You never know. You never know.
Nobody
My point
listens
is,
to us.
Zach, maybe he might say, let me call Larry. Let me see what Larry can do.
He's not selling.
No?
No. We can stop with that.
But do you think he's embarrassed that it's out in the open now that the Billionaire Boys Club is something that he's not a part of?
Trumped him badly? Yeah. I think he had some egg on his face after all that. I mean,
because he had to know. To me, at
no,
least,
he
had to
he
know.
Was getting it.
Zach, it's like when you go up for.
He should have thought he was going to get it. They were ruled in
you
favor.
You really think he was? Remember, I kept telling you
the subcommittee ruled 5-1 in their favor. Who didn't
but
think
that,
the Raiders were
that
gone
was
at
the
that
booby
point?
Prize. That was the booby prize.
What the hell is the booby prize?
You win the vote that it really doesn't count. When the ballers talk and everybody starts rubbing elbows, you lose the vote that counts. You won the vote
is that
was
saying?
Reported.
Booby prize?
Yeah. I've gotten a booby prize a lot in my life. When you win something, but it's really not. You
so
know
it's,
what I
mean? It's like getting to second base with a girl?
No, it's like you go into the Warrior game. They say, Zachariah, come shoot this half-court shot.
Okay. I shoot it.
And you get a loaf of bread. You get a coupon for a lifetime loaf of bread.
It's Did
free.
I hit it?
Yeah, you hit it.
I
and
hit
then
the
I go
shot,
shoot the half-court shot, and I get a mansion or a brand new. You know what I mean?
Wait, why do we get
prize.
Different prizes?
Because they change up.
Gotcha.
But the definition of the booby prize
is 100 million?
No, it's something that you don't want. Something that you don't want. Like, you don't like me
mind.
As a partner.
I love you as
no,
a partner.
But you would prefer somebody else.
That's
you know,
false.
Zach, come
you're
on.
You're my favorite.
I read your mind. Come
no,
on.
You're my favorite.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the time.
Booby prize?
All right, coming up next, your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Those of you who want to talk Raiders, we will do that. Then we'll switch over to the Niners getting Chip Kelly. So if you're a Niners fan and you want to get in, you can do so also. 888-957-9570. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah. We're coming back at you. We got Raiders talk. We got Niners talk. We got all that good stuff just for you on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.